Continuing on with our week 5 NFL picks, I have Brad from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in studio. You can check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes. They're on Facebook and Twitter as well. This is where we all pick a wild card game and a different one for each one of us. Brad, what's your wild card?
I'm taking the game of the weekend, baby. That's Jacksonville and Kansas City. The 49ers, despite the loss, started to show the blueprint on how you can kind of shake up Pat Mahomes. And then the Broncos did it for about 51 minutes right. on Monday night last week. You can create a little bit of pressure and force them to move. And if you, with all the speed that they have on offense, if you can shake the timing up just a little bit and force him to have to improvise, he's capable of doing that. That was a lot of what he did in college. And he also did it late in that game. But if you can, you know, get hands in his face like some of the Niners' size up front did, he'll start to throw the ball into the dirt a little bit. He did it in the second half. And again, Von Miller was all over him through most of that game. And you know, he didn't play terribly, but he certainly wasn't the world beater that he looked like the first couple of weeks of the year. Jacksonville's defense is better than Denver's. Mm-hmm. Calais Campbell is a monster. The secondary is starting to sniff blood because they haven't recorded an interception yet. Oof. And Mahomes hasn't thrown one. So something's going to give in this game, I think. I think Jacksonville's defense poses a little bit of a problem for Kansas City. I think that the Jacksonville offense is better coached than Denver's offense is. I would look for, even though there's no Fournette, I would look for Yeldon to have a big game on the ground. Their defense plus not letting Blake Bortles have to take the game into his own hands will probably benefit Jacksonville greatly. I'm very impressed with the offense in Kansas City. I don't think they're going to be dominated by Jacksonville, but Jacksonville's defense will make enough plays to stay ahead, and I actually think this is where Kansas City gets their first loss.
Ooh, nice. Ooh, I was very excited about your pick, as you can tell.
Ooh. Well, Mahomes has been awesome.
Oh, Mahomes the frog here.
It's not easy being Mahomes.
I'm going to go with the NFC Championship rematch, and I'm going to pick the same result, Eagles over the Vikings. The Vikings defense is not what we thought.
Yeah, what is the world?
It's not what we thought. I mean, the Niners were toe-to-toe with them. The Bills beat up on them. And even last week, the Rams, who are very good on offense, put up a ton of points.
Did
both teams,
they wanted.
Yeah, both teams put up a ton of points. But I we haven't seen the Vikings defense be what it's supposed to be once yet,
right.
Really. So, and they have a tie on the record, so that's happening.
So that counts against you.
Yeah. So anyway, I think you know, Carson Wentz is back. I think the Eagles are going to take this one. And then Ben's wild card was the Falcons over the Steelers.
That's going to be a high scoring game too.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun one to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put your bulletproof vest on because there's going to be some gunfire in that game for sure.
All right. You can check out our NFL picks online at 977theriver.com. Click on the Sports Buzz, and we'll do Beer 30 coming up next on the River.